Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Police Chief Jim Lester and Officer Ben Altenhofen about active shooter training that local agencies do.
Following the recent deadly mass shootings, does it spur more training for officers and departments locally?
I wouldn't say that it actually spurs more training, maybe more situational awareness. The officers, you know, regularly train. We have an active SWAT team that trains regularly, and, you know, it heightens the awareness of what's going on.
And what does that regular training kind of look like?
With our training with the SWAT team, we focus on pretty heavy on active shooter situations. We work in the schools and any businesses that we get the availability to train in, and we do focus on those active shooter situations. We also do training for if we have to execute a search warrant at a home, and then just other aspects of different shoot training and training on precision rifles, but again, heavily we focus on active shooter situations.
And last fall, Kirkwood hosted one that was multi-agency.
Correct.
Can you kind of explain what that was?
So that was to kind of get us all on the same page. We haven't done a large training like that. We had the City of Washington SWAT team. We had the county SWAT team involved with that, emergency management, and just in the fire department, we were all trying to get on the same page of how we're going to respond to situations like that. Again, we've done a lot of individual trainings. It'd be nice to get into a spot where we're doing more trainings all together.
And we hear about ALICE training. What's ALICE training?
So ALICE training, I'm one of the ALICE instructors for Washington County. The Sheriff's Office also has two ALICE instructors, and here in the City of Washington, we have two ALICE instructors. Myself and Officer Brian Van Willigan are the ALICE instructors for the city. ALICE is an active shooter response. The acronym is Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. And we work through different options for civilians to respond to an active shooter situation. We do training for any businesses. We've done a lot for the schools. We've done a lot for just local businesses here in town. And then we are set to do a training for the hospital here at the end of the month.
And again, that's something where if somebody wants to go through ALICE training, they should contact the department?
Absolutely, yep. Contact the police department. They'll get them in touch with either myself or Officer Brian Van Willigan.
And with that, what do you hear as far as feedback's concerned? What kind of lessons do people take away?
Everything we've had so far has been very positive. It's a lot of hands-on training. Yeah, we do have a PowerPoint. We go through just different statistics and everything like that with them and different ways to make their business or buildings safe. And I think overall, they're just appreciative to have that extra knowledge and extra options to deal with a situation like that. And it makes it more aware to them that something like that, although probably not likely in their business, it can be in the back of the mind, especially after events like this happen. It's in everybody's, in the back of their mind, and it's good to have that training.
Yeah, like you said when we started, situational awareness.
Exactly. Situational awareness is very important. And, you know, the slogan, the Homeland Security has out there, see something, say something. We encourage people to report anything they see that is suspicious.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Police Chief Jim Lester and Officer Ben Altenhofen talking about active shooter training that area agencies do following the deadly shootings in Texas and Ohio. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.